What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new game review. Today we're diving into Deathloop, the brand new PlayStation 5 timed exclusive. It'll be coming to the Xbox Series X next year. This is the first next-gen title from Arkane Studios with Bethesda, who's also made games like Dishonored, Dishonored 2, and many others that people are big fans of. Now, my name is Zach. I am one of your hosts at Critics Play Games, and I'm super excited to discuss Deathloop because I was super skeptical about this game. Only picked it up to do the review and found myself pretty damn adoring this game, and we're gonna have a fun conversation about this. If you guys are following us on YouTube, make sure to hit that like and subscribe button, and if you're listening to us on audio only, make sure to follow, rate, all sorts of things on those, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you're listening to us. So let's have some fun. Deathloop transports you to the mysterious island of Black Reef, where an eternal struggle between two extraordinary assassins will determine the island's future. As Colt, you must find a way to put an end to the time loop, trapping the island in an endless cycle, all while being hunted by the island's inhabitants. Again, I'm, you know, gonna say something a little bit controversial. Not the biggest fan of Arkane itself. I love Deathloop overall, but Dishonored 1 and 2 was not my jam. I just never could get into them. I liked the story, the world, but for some reason the games just never transfixed me to go back and enjoy them again or replay them or even in general just vent about them. I love what Bethesda does in a lot of their different departments, but this is just a game that I couldn't get on board with. I like the idea of the death loop, but I needed to see how it would play out. Reading other reviews, kind of jumping into those and being like, okay, this seems a little bit different. Let's pick this up and review it on the channel. That's where exactly we are now, because Deathloop is probably my favorite Arkane game yet. And that's not to say it's perfect. I think there are some small issues within here, whether it was the developer's purpose to do these or whether it was just not. The game technically runs smooth and perfect. The graphics are cel-shaded, kind of like Borderlands and Dishonored are, but also the visual sections of it all, the worlds and how each map kind of changes throughout the different day cycles that you go through, because again, you have four different days within Deathloop. You have morning, noon, evening, and night, and the maps each change depending on what time you go to them. There's around four or five maps that you can go to, and they're always super unique and different, and I love being able to explore them and seeing what opens up in each and every one of them. And that was one of the coolest aspects of it. And again, the graphical enhancements, the technical aspects of that all is some of the most providing and probably strongest of Arkane yet. Building up this world of Black Reef was very interesting. Even though if I still believe Dishonored 2 still has the coolest world, I was all in to see where Deathloop was able to take me. And all of these elements were very fascinating for me, and I loved continuing my passionate story going through here to try and break the Deathloop and in general figure out what the hell is happening, because you are put right into the shoes of Colt, this assassin who wakes up on a beach and has no idea what's going on and then finds out that he is in this Deathloop, and the only way out is to kill all of the visionaries in the same exact day. The concept is actually really intelligent, and it might sound a bit confusing because as you go into this, the only thing things you can actually take from day to day is the information that you remember, unless you start doing some upgrades and maybe you'll be able to take some guns, some upgrades with these slabs that are kind of special abilities that you may remember in Dishonored, but they're kind of new in here, and I really dug them, even though I only really stuck to two. And I liked how you were able to kind of play around with how you were able to kill people. It kind of reminded me also of Hitman, so if you're a big fan of Hitman, Deathloop would definitely be up your door as well. But this concept again sounds very, how may I say, not the most player inducing. It may be a little bit too confusing, but even for me, who's kind of stupid when I play games, it doesn't just hold your hand, but it holds it in a way where it still wants you to explore, but you can still figure out what you are supposed to be doing. And I love it because it encourages that exploration for each and every map, no matter what part of the day you go into it, and actually really needing to think about what your next move and step are to killing whether a person, a visionary, or any of that nature. And putting all these pieces together to find out how you can do that order is one of the most, honest to God, like one of the best feelings of being able to complete that. Because once you finally get all the clues together, you're like, all right, I know how to do this. I'm going to do it. And you run through it and you know, you just get through it and you're so excited. And then once you get to the end of the game, it feels like such a big accomplishment to do this. Now with Deathloop, that's also where I go to one of my cons. So like I said, technically and honestly, the concept itself fantastic. When it comes down to one of my cons, though, is I did feel the game was way too easy. When it actually comes, because you pretty much get 3 lives in each loop. If you die all 3 times, you lose everything, you restart at the beginning of the day once again. I maybe only died twice, and I died once when I was allowing a Juliet, which is the other assassin, to join my game, because someone can actually join your game as her and come after and hunt you down. If not, then it's just a player AI, and that's fine, or a friend if you want to just do it friends only. I gotta be honest when it comes down to that I only died once when I was allowing them in, and it was complete bullshit. I don't even know where this person attacked me from, completely sniped me out of nowhere, and I said, I'm done. I just want to explore the story. So maybe that did take away from some of the harder mechanics. The other element that I died on was just something stupid of me falling off a building. Besides that, the AI in here is pretty dumb. It's very easy to get around them, and especially when you start upgrading everything, it's even easier to completely assassinate and destroy these guys in no way, shape, and form. They pretty much all die in a couple hits or stabbed. It's your playground to do whatever you want to them. And in some way, shape, and form, I think that was something that the developers actually just wanted you to have. And I think the more part of the story was the exploration, but at times it did get a little bit repetitive for me when I'm literally going to the same area on a different day and just these people are popped up in different areas and there's not really a challenge of me jumping around, assassinating them, shoot a couple dudes here and there, and move on to the next. That is probably my biggest con of the game, is how easy it was for me to beat it, and even how easy it was to kill the AI. I wish there was different enemy variety, and even maybe smarter AI, or even harder difficulties, or even take away the 3 things. I think it would have been better if it would have just let me have 1 for the entire cycle. If I die, then it flips back to the next. I understand story concept-wise of why it's there, but I do wish that there was a difficulty setting to kind of change and fix that. We talked about the pro, we talked about the cons, now let's talk about my mixed aspects, a little bit out of order, but for the mixed aspects of this game was the story. I was so enhanced with this world and the creativity of it. And honestly, the dialogue between Juliana and Colt are phenomenal. Very hilarious. I found myself laughing my ass off, especially the more that you explore in their dynamic and their bantering goes back and forth. But as certain elements kind of come about the story, and this is going to be very different for every person, the way that the story develops and wraps is very much in small sequences. And I never felt like I understood Colt as a person. Now, maybe it's because you're supposed to be put into his shoes and that's actually supposed to be you. But even with that said, I cannot give a full thing about it because I did want to be more immersed into who he was. And I still have many questions about different possibilities. And I got a lot of the collectibles and I still had questions. I do wish that the story maybe would have had some more cutscenes or played around more with the idea or just had more conversations between Colt and Juliana to learn more about what is going on Black Reef, but also between them. Now, there are some sudden reveals that, again, I'm not going to get into spoilers on, that I was like, okay, that's where we're going, and I love that. But when you get to the ending, it just kind of ends. Not very abruptly, maybe for some, but it just ended, and I was like, okay, that's it. I kind of saw that coming, especially as you learn more reveals. And there are 3 different endings. I went back and did like the last section a couple different times to see the different endings, and I have to be honest, the ending I got was the best one. The other 2 didn't feel as satisfying as that one, but even to say I wanted a bit more, and I know with Arcane, sometimes they do special secret endings, so maybe there is one still out there that no one has discovered yet, or maybe they have and I just don't know about it yet. But with Deathloop, I was expecting a little bit more from that. But I think that's where it's going to be a little bit mixed for some people. While I love the world and I love the characters and I overall loved certain elements of it all, I wanted a little bit more development to, again, some of the characters, especially Colt, and even more, less secrecy around everything else, because I still had so many questions. But that's, again, going to be everyone's different. But also the other thing is, the other way that stories kind of developed is you just reading manuals, reading paper and notes and collectibles. And I'm not a big fan of that either. I like when they actually tell you what's going on, but that's different for everyone. Worth buying. I'd say, yeah, if you have a PlayStation 5, it is heavily entertaining. I could not stop thinking about this game. I love the gameplay. I love the combat. I love the different abilities that you can have, the upgrades, and actually trying to figure out how is the best way to execute this and actually finding out the mystery. It made me feel like a detective, but in a weird way. But I love that because I was so enhanced to actually figure out the story, figure out the mystery, and figure out what is the best way to kill each and every person. And it feels so satisfying by the end when you finally get to do it. While I still have some mixed issues with when it comes down to the actual ending of the story, and even some of the characters, it doesn't deter from my excitement and the amount of fun that I had with this game. I still give it that Dishonored 1 and 2 I feel like have the better overall story, but when it comes down to Deathloop, I think Deathloop is absolutely the more entertaining game and the more accessible and unique game that they have done yet. And I'm really looking forward to what Arkane does next with that new vampire game that they're creating for Microsoft. I think that's going to be really cool. I just wish that the AI was better and that the game was a little bit harder. It did turn me off at times and made the game a little bit like, kind of like, really? It was that easy? Like, there was one time I literally stabbed a dude right behind someone, cut his head off, and the person sitting right next to him setting fireworks didn't even notice. Kind of dumb, but again, a very overall satisfying game that I truly enjoyed. It is probably my favorite Arkane game yet for the amount of excitement and fun that I had within it. Just don't expect a fully great story in here. This is more of one that you develop and have fun with. I wasn't emotionally riveted, but I just had a blast and a huge smile on my face, and I couldn't stop thinking about how was the best ways to do and finish the loop. I'm excited to dive back into this one overall. So with all that said, I'm going to give Deathloop an 8.5 out of 10. Guys, my name is Zach. I'm one of, again, your hosts of Critics Play Games. Thank you so much for watching this or listening. If you're listening to us on audio only, slap like, rate, comment, whatever you can do, do it all down below. And again, guys, please don't stop playing games and let me know if you guys are going to be picking up Deathloop. Let's have those great conversations down below. And of course, until next time, stay classy.